NPR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Jack Williams. After weeks without a paycheck, hundreds of federal employees got their groceries from the Houston Food Bank today. The event was at a high school football stadium in southeast Houston. Democratic Congressman Al Green was there helping to pack those groceries.
There is a lot of concern for people who are working and not getting paid. People have bills that still continue, notwithstanding the shutdown. It didn't stop the bills from coming. It doesn't stop the need for food, clothing, and shelter.
As many as 500 government workers came to the food drive today. The food bank is planning to hold other drives for SNAP recipients. Houston City Council today approved a major part of Mayor John Whitmire's plan to functionally end street homelessness before 2027. In a 14-1 vote, the council approved a $16 million purchase of a facility in East Downtown that will house close to hundreds of homeless people at the same time. News 88.7's Dominic Anthony Walsh reports.
The plan faced fierce pushback from some residents in the area who raised concerns about public safety and quality of life issues. Whitmire promises increased police patrols and says the facility will reduce visible homelessness across the area. Slated to open early next year, Whitmire says the center is the first of multiple service facilities the administration plans to open across the city.
We're looking at other locations. Superb opportunities to really remove the homeless from the streets of Houston.
Officials say it will serve over 1,000 people per year. It's a major part of the push to get everyone into housing within 90 days of them falling into homelessness. I'm Dominic Anthony Walsh, News 88.7.
You can find more on these stories on our website, HoustonPublicMedia.org. Sports, the Rockets on the road in Toronto tonight to take on the Raptors in NBA action. Wind advisory this evening, clear and breezy tonight, the low 51. More sunshine for tomorrow after a sunny day today, the high around 70. Tomorrow it's low down to around 51. Winds gust tonight, by the way, could be up to around 30 miles per hour. 67 degrees and breezy here at the U of H. I'm Jack Williams, News 88.7.